Hey, everybody. You're listening to the first episode of the Marketer's Field Guide. My name is Josh.
And I'm Chase. To give you a little bit of backstory about who we are, I own a small boutique agency. And Josh, you have two jobs.
Yeah, I have a full-time job in marketing and my side job with digital marketing with a very heavy emphasis on WordPress development.
So my background is in video work, and that naturally led me to learning a little graphic design to supplement my videos, which in turn I learned how to do some web design, very, very, very minimum web development, and moved up from starting my own company to joining another company as a creative director, then, you know, striking back out again on my own. Which is leads me to now, where I'm doing sales, graphic design, web development, video production, anything in between.
And yeah, my background is a little bit of the opposite. Most of my stuff has been around the website, web development area, if you will. Most of it has been in WordPress, but as I, you know, kind of get more experience with that, I'm looking more into the actual front end development with various programming languages. And on top of that, I've been dabbling into more of the video work, mainly through my side projects. But there's so many different ways you can get into video and audio. And so, yeah, that's something that we're also trying to accomplish with this podcast. We're flexing the audio muscles and kind of just using this as a great platform to push that initiative.
Yeah. We are trying to make sure that we have our organization together and our content together for a podcast. And then in time, we will advance that into a video blog when we feel like we have ample time to give it the tender love and care that it deserves.
Yeah, it's funny because the first unofficial episode we filmed for or re-recorded for this was about video and talking about the not trials and tribulations, but just the
proper way to do it.
Yeah, and the pure time commitment that people are kind of required to undertake when it comes to a video project, especially one that...
Well, to do it professionally, yeah.
Right, yeah. Which, I mean, who would we be if we wanted to unprofessional video podcast?
Well, that's almost one of the reasons why we are making this podcast is... there's not a lot of people running businesses who are like the owner operator who are marketing experts. It's most of them are just, you know, they're dentists, they're doctors, they're insurance agents, they're realtors, they're, you know, salesmen. They create products, they sell art, you know, they create art. Not many of them know the ins and outs of how to market your business, how to set up your brand, and use these different tools and platforms to get your message across, which might be your services or information for the public, or, you know, there's so many different things. You might have a good cause that you're trying to help out with a nonprofit. So we're kind of making this because we understand that there's not a lot of professionals out there running companies who are in the professional in the sense of marketers. They're not advertisers. You know your company. You know your company better than anyone else does because it's yours. But you may find yourself struggling with how to really navigate Facebook or Instagram to capitalize, or, you know, how do you connect your shop from your e-commerce online to a Facebook shop, and then take the integration the next step further. And how do you integrate your Instagram account to take those pretty pictures that you have and offer a way for your audience to buy your product there? So we're putting together this podcast to try and get information. We want to help you grow your business and give some insight to the marketing world. And, you know, to me, the biggest thing I see is just kind of like what we're talking about with that first episode we had, and you'll be hearing that soon. The proper way to do video is, one thing we find is time. People just don't have time to sit there and properly work on their brand, as in picking out colors or logos or fonts to portray a emotion or feeling that you want. Or you don't have time to sit there and make those funny little memes work for you on Facebook. Or maybe you're just putting all these memes on Facebook, but at the end of the day, people find it funny, but no one really understands what your company does. And there's so many things.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a certain point, any business owner is going to have to evaluate the time they have to either work on the business or in the business. Most of the time, like businesses that we're seeing and that we have experience working with, they have to spend that time working in the business. Otherwise, they won't, you know, meet payroll that month, or, you know, it's like there's not enough time in the day to just dedicate more than a couple hours a week, I'd say, to working on the business. And that's something that, with the right procedures in place and kind of the right information at your disposal, can be changed and be able to work in your favor.
Yeah. And that's tough. That is. You know, most of these.
Well, it's the biggest reason I think businesses fail nowadays, is kind of trying to draw the line, and because you want to make sure that your product service offerings are, you know, tip top shape and make sure your brand's there and everything's aligned and moving forward that way. But if you're doing that, then who's actually getting the customers, you know, the transactions and products pushed out and all that good stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's probably one of the hardest challenges to overcome. And part of the time, it's never really about overcoming it. It's just figuring out a nice balance that works for you and your business.
Yeah. And I know one thing that's so tough for me, I'm guilty of it myself. As an advertising company, I get so wrapped up in helping my clients that I neglect to create those other social media posts for me, or I don't update my website. And that's kind of what led to this podcast getting brought about, was I was talking to Josh about updating my website, getting his input on things that I was thinking about. And we're talking about SEO, which, for those who don't know what SEO is, that's search engine optimization. That's what makes it so if you Google advertising firms or advertising agency or marketing or advertising in my area, that's what makes it so I pop up. You know, and that is, I can't stress how important that is these days, but it's talking about maybe making a blog about all my knowledge. But, you know, I feel like with my background, video would be more like it, but I'm not sure if I had the time to really go in and edit a full video. And like Josh mentioned before, that's where he said, well, why don't we just make a podcast? And here we are. The rest, yeah, they say is history.
Yeah. And like exactly what you mentioned, not spending the time to work on my website, my social media. I am 110% guilty of that. I spent the better half of 2017 and most of last year, to be honest, working, just filling my hours each week with client work. It's not a bad thing at all, don't get me wrong, but I felt myself being in a position where I was doing all this work and, you know, seeing some money coming in, but I didn't have like that sense of like internal and business growth that I knew I could achieve if I had just spent, even like if I sat down and spent an entire 40-hour week on my business, my website and online presence, who knows where things would have been.
Oh, not even just a 40-hour week. I mean, just an hour a day.
Right.
It's amazing how much you could do for yourself an hour a day. You know, that's just spitballing. Maybe it's 5 hours a week or more. You don't want to take too much time, but, you know, take some time. Like you take time to plan out your day, plan out your week. You could take some time to plan out your strategy. And that's something through doing this podcast, you'll probably hear me talk about as I'm creating these contents, putting my knowledge down in our outlines that help guide us through what we want to say. I'm going to start seeing things that I've been neglectful of myself, and in turn, kind of turn the reflection back in on myself, as well as, you know, when I challenge y'all, I'm also challenging myself to step up and do the things I know I can do and just take the time to do it for me, because I agree with you, Josh. I've helped companies get huge grants for nonprofits. I've made large splashes of community. I've held many successful campaigns on my own, but when they're done and the dust settles, I'm back to square one where I'm on my own, because I'm so busy doing the work for clients, I'm not following through and capitalizing on my successes myself. So, you know, I get to celebrate my success, my wife gets to celebrate with me, but at the end of the day, no one knows what I've done because I haven't been vocal about it.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing, is like, not like a lack of, I guess, attention and like broadcasting your successes. What can easily just put you in a rut. And sometimes it's not a negative rut, but anytime, at least for me personally, if I'm not seeing growth and not kind of, it's not about getting a pat on the back or anything like that. It's just a matter of like knowing that this work is being seen and building on top of my previous work to get the next client. And then the big client comes along after everything else is kind of falling into place.
Yeah. And that's success for us. I mean, for you, as say, if you're a doctor, success may be helping your patient overcome the flu, or, you know, helping someone rehabilitate after a sports injury. There's many different ways that people measure success. And for us, it is kind of having our accomplishments shown. I can't tell you how good it feels when you work hard on a commercial and everything comes into place and that commercial goes on air, and you hear, not seeing the commercial, but hearing back from the client about, people are talking about the commercial, talking about how great it is. It's getting a lot of positive feedback. And I've been a part of commercials that have had strong negative feedback, and they're done so by design. And I disagree with that. I don't agree with the saying, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I think there very much is. And that's hard to overcome, but you know, some people like that.
Yeah. And I've single-handedly seen personally seen a business be impacted by negative publicity.
Oh yeah.
It's a thing. And, I think it's very subjective when someone says like, you know, there's no such thing as bad press, but when it gets down to like the numbers and just the vibe of the business and like your online presence, there is a bad thing with negative press, especially nowadays in 2019. You take one tweet, one Facebook post, one Instagram post, it can snowball, and next thing you know, like, you may have to close up shop for whatever reason. It's very scary.
Yeah, or your stupid April Fool's joke has now landed you with a pink slip. I think I saw that happen this past year as well. Someone made a joke in bad taste, and it resulted in their termination from work because the rest of the social media community did not agree with that being a joke or not. But that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, that's a Pandora's box.
It really is. And that's something that I've personally had to help companies go through. And that's, it's tough. It's rough. It hurts. It hurts sitting there and just everyone just trashing you and your brand because you had one lapse in judgment. You were a human for 30 minutes and you did something stupid. We all do something stupid. It happens to everyone. But going back to what you're saying though, Josh, you know, finding that success, finding what does and doesn't work for you. I mean, that's part of what's so strong about advertising nowadays is it's tough. It's easy to put advertisements out. It's hard to do proper advertising, is I think the best way to say it. because you can pull your phone out and record. You can go jump onto Fiverr and have a quick graphic made. You could, you know, quickly contract that other company to write a blog for you for cheap. But because it's cheap doesn't mean it's going to work. And at the end of the day, you know, you could be paying more to undo an idea because you don't quite have the knowledge that you needed to moving into the project. And you're trusting those people you're talking to. You're trusting those people you're paying to be experts. So that's one thing we're hoping to help give you, is not make you an expert. We're not going to do that. You need practice and time to be an expert in something. We're just trying to educate you in a sense of what to kind of expect going into certain meetings, what to kind of expect from projects, and the kind of mentality that we have as creators and sales and advertising and marketing to kind of give you, we just want to give you that leg up in that conversation. And analytics is a great part to do that.
Yeah, and I'm excited to go into the analytics episode and just kind of looking at all the data when it comes from social media platforms, your website, even just like word of mouth can, in a sense, be put into that conversation. But yeah, it's a powerful tool, and it's something that can, when used the right way in conjunction with everything else that we're, you know, excited to bring y'all information on, it's the sky's the limit in a sense. I hate to use that sometimes, but it really is, because it, like, the numbers talk and kind of paint a picture that you can't just see from scrolling through someone's timeline or looking at their website for 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's a certain logic when you start seeing those numbers kind of come together. You start seeing, okay, you know, I did pay a little extra for that video, or I paid a little extra for that graphic designer to make that. But being able to see that return on investment through those numbers is something that we hope can help validate and push forward all the more with what you're seeing. So that's something that's very, very impactful to me, and clearly Josh as well. You know, I'm not so much a numbers guy. I like the numbers. I like having the numbers, but I'm more of a strategy person. I like doing creative strategy. I like doing strategic planning. I like implementing that strategy and then following through with it. It's really fun to me. So it takes a team.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I think this, our unique perspective combined is going to make this podcast very interesting. We hope to yourself and everyone else that's listening, and hopefully bring some clarity to something maybe you're wondering about in your business, or just something in your day-to-day job that, you know, you're stuck with. And because, we like I said earlier, like there's moonlighting does exist, and like sometimes the skills and stuff you may learn for one thing is can be 100% carried over to the next that night. So
yeah, I can't say how many times I've been stuck on projects and took a break and went and looked at some, listened to a podcast or read a blog, and, you know, then just things clicked based on what they said. So inspiration comes from all sorts of places, but having this podcast is something that we hope will also carry on in the future. We want to lay down some groundwork, and, you know, as we do that, we'll probably improve upon where it's delivered. But right now, I know my plans are, I'm going to, as I continue updating my website right now, and by the time you hear this, the website will be updated. But I'm going to have my website up, amulescreative.com. And that'll be up, so you can listen to it there. We'll probably look into Stitcher, a few of those other applications that will allow us to deliver the podcast. And we're tossing around the idea of whether or not we actually want to create a unique Facebook page for, you know, social media outlet for this podcast, which could possibly grow into a video blog. And that's something that we'll continue to discuss, probably both on air and off, because there's a lot of thought that goes into that, and it's an exciting adventure and something that, as our podcast is to help you, it kind of gives that insight. So even we as professionals, you know, there's no right or wrong answer to advertising. It's tough. There's a lot of shade of gray. So there's a lot of options to weed through to get your right solution. And you may not have a right solution. You might have right solutions. As we continue to move forward, we also want to find ways to interact. And that's why I'm kind of hinting, leaning on the fence of social media. As we get more developments in that, we definitely will come forward and talk about it. Josh, do you have any plans for where you're going to put the podcast yourself?
So not sure yet. Maybe by the next, or by the time it's live, I should have something. I'm kind of working on a few things in the background on my brand and just my business and all that. But until then, the best place to kind of, if it does appear, it's going to be on my personal site. That's just joshuabdunn.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. Or I guess everything's on my personal site. So once you're there, you're kind of have the keys to the kingdom, if you will, about what everything I'm working on. And
you roll the red carpet for them, huh?
Yep. I am the living essence of a digital business card at my personal site. So
I hear you. Well,
but not a bad digital business card. We'll get into that.
Man, those are complicated.
Yeah, a little teaser for y'all.
You know, something so simple, it's amazing. But you know what I really hope that you take away from this is, I hope you get information, I hope you get a little confidence in yourself to move forward and either address that you need to talk to someone, or you can handle it yourself personally and as a professional. I am going to advocate that you reach out to an agency. May not be the biggest agency. You don't need to find them. You know, smaller agencies might have smaller bills, invoices, but it might not be because they are less experienced. It might just be because as a smaller agency, they have lower overhead, which allows them to be more flexible with pricing for people. But my hope is that you will get some information, get some understanding, and be able to have those conversations to advance your brand or company or organization, because that's really what matters, is coming together as a community and growing together, because you can't do it alone. And to me, advertising is one of those things that exemplifies that. You need people who know how to do good copy, or, you know, which is writing. You need those people who have the technical knowledge to put together a website, so if something goes wrong, they know how to fix it. Same with video, photography, graphic design. There's a lot under the hood. I mean, it's kind of like driving a car. For you and I, we just get in the car, turn the key, or, you know, I'm sorry, I'm dating myself. You push the button, put your foot on the brake, and the car starts. As far as you're concerned, all you got to do is put gas in the thing, and it works. And that's honestly how your advertising should be. You shouldn't have to stress over it. But you need to know how to turn on, turn off. You need to know how to put more money in or gas. You need to know when you need to have your regularly scheduled maintenance, which would be your meetings with your team members. And you need to know that you need to find people you trust. You know, AT&T has their ad campaigns out that say you don't, you know, okay is not okay. Yeah, just okay is not okay. That's true in a sense. You don't want someone you don't trust working on your stuff. Because it's something that's very valuable to you. There's no one can replace your brand but you. So find people you can trust. And, you know, my goal is to achieve these hopes. I want to build upon a nice, rich library of content for you to draw from. We want to find guests who can fill the voids on things that we don't know, because we don't know what we don't know. But we've been at this for quite a while, so we have some knowledge. But just what are your hopes and goals?
I mean, a lot of it's just kind of everything, kind of rebuilding on what you said. I want everyone to take a step back and just realize, like, that running your own business and getting involved in this kind of space is while it is challenging, it's also a great time. It's a lot of fun, and it can be very, very rewarding if things are done right and you kind of see the results that you put in, or you see like the goals be accomplished that you have put in place for your business. And I think we have some good experience to guide you along in that journey. And also we can learn a lot of things from y'all. Both Chase and I are very open to communication. You can reach out to us multiple ways, and maybe, who knows, we could have like a guest in the podcast one day. And because like, that's the beauty of it, is getting to hear not just, you know, our experiences, but y'all's stories as well about your business and how digital marketing has played a role in growing those, and possibly providing the entire your home base income for your entire family. So it's exciting, and I'm ready to get some more episodes out to y'all.
Yeah, and we'll do that as we move forward. You know, if you want to email me when you're on my website, MS Creative, you'll find that email in a few places, because I like to make it easy for you, anyone who's potentially interested or has questions, to contact me. My only request is, when you do that, just don't make your message spammy. If your message looks like you're trying to sell me something, odds are I'm not going to look at it. But if you have a subject and a body that kind of matches up, and you're asking a question, typically I'm not shy to answer questions. I don't shy away from people. I would say Facebook messages are not a great way to reach me. I just don't see them sometimes, because the way Facebook messages are, like, you have to be a friend with someone first for the message to come through clearly. So Facebook messages may not be a great way to reach me, but down the road, when we establish the business page, which will probably be a little bit after we get a few of these podcasts recorded and even a few of them published, it'd probably still be a little bit time, because you hear us talk in another episode how much work goes into setting up a brand and setting up a social media outlay. There's a lot that goes into that. So we will definitely have a lot of content, but before we start doing any social media work with our own brand for the Marketer's Field Guide. But I think that's a great way. Email, and you know, when we get those professional social media pages set up, that's another great way. But Josh, is any way preferred contact for you if someone has a question or a topic they'd like to hear about?
Yeah, visit my email, my website, joshuabdunn.com. You'll find contact forms on there. If you want to jump straight to email, please feel free to email me at josh@joshuabdunn.com. And my Twitter, it's Dr. Dunn GG. That's a mixture of my work stuff and also just my other hobbies, and kind of get the full picture of kind of who I am and what I like to spend my time doing.
We hope that you'll join us again in the future. We're really looking forward to all the content that will be coming out. We're looking forward to sharing not just our knowledge, but our experiences. And I know I'm most eager to get more, learn more experiences, get more information from the guests, from our audience asking questions. To me, it's a fun experience to do something new and learn.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun ride. I'm excited to hear kind of like what y'all have to say about some of our topics. I'm ready just for me and Chase to have the platform and the, I guess, environment to really just dive deep into some of these topics. They're things can get pretty detailed. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, so we might have a few series, but stay tuned. We'll come back with another episode. And this is the Marketer's Field Guide. We're happy you're joining us on this journey, and we look forward to seeing y'all again in the future.
Thanks, y'all.